Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 5, Episode 26. As I am finally back after a very long hiatus. I had the birth of my second daughter. Super excited about that, but having two under two so far this month has been a grind, to say the least. And although I couldn't be happier, my free time has been extremely limited, and I'm thankful for Andy for picking up the slack. Again, watching hockey right now is a lot tougher, to say the least, at least to pay attention fully like I'm used to. But luckily, you know, the New York Rangers really haven't, you know, they've weathered the storm of my absence very well, and I have to kind of applaud them and give credit where credit is due. And so I'm ripping a solo. I think it's important for me to get back in a solo podcast. As I'm recording this, the third period is about to be underway, and the New York Rangers are beating the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-1. And from what I've been able to see this game, I think the Rangers have been doing a good job of limiting the Maple Leafs' chances, especially in the first period. Listen, they're a high octane offense. They're gonna get their opportunities. They're gonna obviously, you know, create scoring chances with the top line and Austin Matthews, and you know, you just saw his goal, a beautiful feed. And, you know, that's a goal scorer's goal. He's going to score that every single time. And I believe it was Fox who just kind of made a series of bonehead decisions and bad puck placement and, you know, bad positioning. And unfortunately, weren't able to, you know, follow that second guy who is Austin Matthews. And he gets the puck in the slot and game over. It is a goal for the Toronto Maple Leafs. But the Rangers respond on the power play and are able to you know, get that lead back that they lost so quickly after the Zibanejad goal, which was kind of a fluke goal. I was watching on my phone. I didn't exactly get an opportunity to see how it slipped in there. But, you know, again, you know, the Rangers, after getting absolutely, you know, I shouldn't say absolutely beaten down by the Maple Leafs, but, you know, they were exposed a little bit. You know, no Keandre. He's finally back. You know, the Rangers, you know, just, what can you say? They're due for stinkers, you know, for a team that's been playing so well. And you know, it's a grind of a season. I mean, here we are. It's the end of December. It's the, you know, the holiday season, a ton of distractions, especially in New York City. And the Rangers are sitting on top of the Metro, you know, with a pretty big cushion, you know, 20 as of tonight before the Toronto game's over, 29 games played, playing their 30th game. 43 points. The Flyers are in second. The Islanders are in third. Hurricanes fourth. Capitals fifth. Devils in sixth, you know, with 33 points. So, you know, you look at that and I mean, Columbus is pretty much out, but let's just include Pittsburgh here. So you have the top seven teams in the Metro of eight, and, you know, really only 12 points separates them, which, you know, 12 points sounds like a lot, but, you know, you go 2 weeks where one team goes, you know, I don't know, let's just say, you know, it goes 0-5 and the other team goes 4-1, and all of a sudden the gap is closed pretty quickly. So it's important for the New York Rangers to keep winning hockey games, keep finding ways to get points. And, you know, if we're going to beat teams like the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs along the way, it just makes this, you know, road a little bit easier. And it makes games where, you know, they should have won and they don't, a little bit easier to swallow. You know, getting that win against the Boston Bruins the other night, 2-1. I think Igor just really needed that, a come from behind win. And, you know, again, the New York Rangers are a team that doesn't get shaken. They, you know, find ways to stick with the game plan and just, you know, again, just find ways to win hockey games. And that's good to see. And, you know, the allure of a new coach and the new system, you know, that's kind of worn off. And the Rangers had a little bit of a rough patch. And when I say a rough patch, is 6-4 in their last 10. They won two in a row, you know, against the Boston Bruins. You know, specifically, I want to note that game because, you know, that is the team to beat in the East right now. I think that's the team that, although the Rangers are, you know, at the top of the standings, you know, the Boston Bruins are kind of given all the credit, you know, people worship them and rightfully so. I mean, they were a historic team last year. They really haven't skipped a beat this year, and, you know, they deserve the respect that they're getting. And the Rangers are hanging toe to toe with them right now on top of the East. And, you know, again, another team tonight, Toronto is second place in the Atlantic, you know, and they've been pretty solid, 6-1-3 in their last 10. And, you know, again, they're on the road. It's just, you know, again, very important for the Rangers just to keep finding ways to win hockey games and get points. And that's all you can ask right now. You know, it's just the weather, the grind. And you just see teams, you know, I won't say, you know, suffering the consequences of a long NHL season, but that's kind of what it feels like at times. You know, it's not easy to win hockey games. It's not easy to, you know, stay healthy. It's not easy to maintain momentum, and you're going to go through, you know, spells where, you know, you just don't have it. And it's not just one game. It's all of a sudden it's 5, 6, 7 games in a row. And, you know, you go 2-5 and you're not feeling it. And it's like, it's nothing other than the grind of the NHL season. You know, very few teams can avoid it. Boston Bruins did it last year. You know, but again, it's just one game at a time here. It's now 2-2. You know, I just flipped the game on my computer as I'm doing this. It's 2-2. I don't even know who scored the second goal for Toronto, but it's all right. Listen, you're on the road. If you can get a point out of this one, you take, you know, 3 out of 4 points against Toronto and Boston. I think, you know, most New York Ranger fans would be pumped about that. And, you know, again, we're going to have going into the Christmas break here. I shouldn't even say a break, but, you know, you go into this and you're sitting at the top of the standings, and, you know, the schedule does get a little, not that it's easier, but, you know, you're not playing the teams that you have been playing. Excuse me. You know, you got rid of the two Toronto games. That's done. Let's take a little look forward. Because, you know, although January is a grind, it's just it's a different type of grind. You know, the Rangers will again play on Friday against a hot Edmonton. You know, you get that game out of the way, and then you got Buffalo on the 23rd, and then, you know, nothing till after Christmas, the 27th. You got the Capitals, Panthers, the 29th, and, you know, the annual Florida road trip at the end of December. You have you end the year with Tampa Bay on the road. So you finish, close out this month, and it gets a little bit easier in January. Not a ton easier, but it gets a little bit easier. You have another Western Conference road trip you know, heading west to kind of play the California teams. And, you know, again, there's nothing. I mean, the Rangers swept the Western Canada road trip. So, you know, you hope that they can, you know, somehow do the same. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I think the New York Rangers have done a pretty good job stepping up. Obviously, there's a ton of injuries with this team. Matthews scored the fucking second goal, too. So Austin Matthews has two goals tonight. Two goals, 24 shots. Again, Rangers have almost 30. You hope, you know, they're able to get the puck in the net. But, you know, you look up and down this roster right now with the absence of Hedl, you know, Kako, you know, you had Fox missing for an extended period of time. You know, Keandre Miller was absent, at least not due to injury. But, you know, again, it's just it's tough to, you know, look at this New York Rangers team and, you know, really knock them for their play over the last 10 games or so because they've been grinding. You know, they've been Igor. And, you know, I'll talk a little bit about Igor. You know, I think a lot of Ranger fans were scratching their heads and saying, you know, what's with this guy? And the truth is like he's hurt. He came back from an injury. He didn't look the same. You know, I think New York Rangers fans have, you know, the right to doubt him. And, you know, you see him giving up goals that he's not used to giving up from the outside. And it's just a head scratcher because, you know, we're so used to seeing elite goaltending. And I think what made matters worse is that we saw Quick really stand on his head. And, you know, especially against, you know, his former team, the Kings, and you get a win there. It's another great win that the New York Rangers were able to get. And, you know, 2 points. And again, you just, this team find ways to win. And then when, you know, there's a kink in the armor, you know, we kind of scratch our heads and start to doubt a little bit because that's what New York Ranger fans do. You know, we are perfectionists, but, you know, we also haven't gotten any, you know, cups since 94. So, you know, to say that we're a little bit desperate here is an understatement. And, yeah, so I was certainly one of those guys that was, you know, saying, you know, maybe we should start Quick a little bit more. Let's let Igor rest and get back into it. But, you know, he's playing pretty well tonight. He played well, obviously, against Boston. And it's nice to have, you know, another year of two goaltenders that have been playing beautiful hockey beyond starter worthy, you know, performances, you know. And you look at teams like the Devils where, you know, I know they don't, you know, the lack of commitment at the defensive end, but, you know, their goalies are not bailing them out like New York Rangers can at times. So again, the New York Rangers are just, you know, one of those teams that, you know, have cleaned up the D zone from last year and, you know, reaping the benefits of, you know, having great goaltending and the fact that, you know, the Rangers are cleaning up the defensive zone. And the Devils are, I think, are learning a tough lesson this year that, you know, it's not going to be as easy. You know, we have a year of film and videotape and, you know, maybe the speed isn't just enough, you know, to get, you know, through the neutral zone and in the offensive zone. You're going to have to get back. You're going to have to back check. You're going to have to play team defense. You're going to have to, you know, especially their young defenders are going to have to learn body positioning, keeping, you know, themselves between, you know, the puck and the net and not let things get behind them. And you saw the last game that the Rangers played the Devils in, you know, the puck squirts out and, you know, we're able to bury a couple goals at late and, you know, find a way to win that hockey game. So, yeah, so it's just, again, this is just maturity. It's, you know, it's relentlessness. It's sticking to the game plan. It's, you know, finding ways to get the puck on the net, learning how to score goals. And that's, you know, scoring goals is tough in the NHL. And, you know, some teams struggle to do it. And the Rangers, you know, so far, luckily this year, have not struggled in that department. And they've been able to keep the puck out of the net. And I think that's why, you know, people are so shocked. You know, they're just their ability to clean up the D zone and the ability to, you know, stay solid on the power play and special teams. And, you know, although their 5-on-5 numbers are, you know, not the, you know, cream of the crop in the league, they, you know, are still finding ways to win hockey games, and they're not losing the 5-on-5 game. So that's also important.
Bet the action on the ice with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN. New customers can get $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on hockey. That's code THPN, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. The crown is yours. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPE-NEW YORK 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for a gambling problem by calling 888-789-7777 or visiting ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. The NHL and NHL Shield are registered trademark of the National Hockey League.
Obviously, we have a ton of injuries, and it's a process to hopefully get some of these guys back in the lineup. I don't know the guy like Hedl. Again, I haven't really looked it up, but a guy like Hedl, I don't know if he's going to, you know, play hockey again. I really don't, you know. You look at Kako, you know, that was a huge injury. You know, you're essentially number one right winger, and now you have to have a slower Wheeler up front, you know, kind of fill that void a little bit. You bring up, you know, Johnny Brzezinski, and he's, you know, been solid. I think Pitlick has been a nice little spark plug at times from what I've seen. And, you know, thankfully we have a player like Jimmy Vesey who has stepped up in big moments and, you know, scored some big goals for us. And again, he's one of those guys, I think like 30% of his goals that he scored are game winners. And did he have his 100th goal or something? He had something where it was like 33% of them were game winners of the 100 that he scored. Which I found was pretty remarkable. The numbers might be off, and you're probably like fucking screaming at the podcast right now and be calling me an idiot, but it was something along those lines. So we'll just go with it. Again, you know, if you told me that the Rangers would be on top of the Metro with 43 points, 29 games, 21-7-1 record, 17 regulation wins, which is, you know, the most in the Eastern Conference, and two short with Vancouver and Colorado having more regulation wins, which we don't really need to worry about because we'll never be in a tiebreaker with a Western Conference team. And that's an important stat that, you know, especially when it comes down to the down to the wire, regulation wins is important. So, and just, you know, you look at the Metro, not only, you know, the Rangers being at the top, although it's been fucking crazy, what's even more crazy is the Flyers being in second, but they're playing well. You know, I've watched some Flyers game. I have Konechny on my fantasy team, so I do pay attention when I can. They're playing well, man. They just play a solid hockey game. You know, it's just, they're another one of those teams that they don't give up a lot of goals. They really don't. You know, their offense is a little inconsistent at times, but if they're not going to give up goals. They're not going to let you, you know, blow them out. They're going to be in hockey games. And, you know, that's why they're able to, you know, find ways to get points, you know, 17-10-3, you know, it's just they're a good road team. They've been hot in their last 10, and it's the same thing for the Islanders, man, you know, and the Washington Capitals, you know, the Capitals, you look, you know, they've scored 70 goals and given up 80. They have a minus 10 goal differential, yet they're 15-9-4. I mean, that's impressive. Is it sustainable? No, but that's impressive that you're, you know, almost halfway through, you're about 40% through the season, you know, you're hanging around and lingering around, you know, you're only really three 2 points out. No, actually less than that, because they have two games in hand and they're only 2 points behind the Islanders. So this Washington Capitals team, for as fucking atrocious as their offensive ability has been, and Ovechkin is struggling to score goals. I think Dylan Strome is their leading goal scorer. It's impressive what they've done so far. And, you know, again, not sustainable, but you got to give credit where credit is due for some of these teams just not going away. You know, New York Islanders, again, another team, they don't score a ton of goals. You know, and, you know, and I shouldn't even say they don't score a ton of goals. They do score goals. They also give up a lot. I don't know. The Islanders are a weird one. They just try to keep everything tight. They're able to keep up in scoring matches. Like they can play a 6-5 game, and then they can also turn around the next night and play a 1-0 game. It's just, they're a very bizarre team, but they're finding ways to get points. And again, that's what it's all about. You know, and then, you know, you look out west, and I think a team like the Winnipeg Jets is a little bit shocking about how disappointing they were last year. They signed Hellebuck. You know, you didn't know what to expect, and they're a team just absolutely crushing it out west, you know, especially in a tough division where you have the Dallas Stars, Colorado Avalanche, you know, the Coyotes are better, Nashville's better this year. You know, and then, you know, you go down to the Pacific Division, the Vancouver Canucks, obviously the shock of the season, you know, with their high octane offense, ability to score goals like the Vegas Golden Knights. You know, Vegas, obviously the Stanley Cup reigning champs, expected to be at the top of the standings. You know, Vancouver, kind of a shocker. LA Kings, you know, I shouldn't say that they're a shock at where they are. I think they deserve it. I think, you know, they took a nice step forward this year, very much so a contender for a Stanley Cup, in my opinion. That first round matchup, whoever the 2 and a 3 seed is, you know, whether that's, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights fall off, you know, Vancouver takes the top spot, whoever that is, though, between one of those teams are going to have to play each other. That's going to be a fucking gauntlet of a first round to have to deal with. Like, that sucks. And then, you know, you have the Edmonton Oilers, who are 8-2-0, and they're going to be climbing the standings. You know, they got a lot of work to do, a lot of points to get. And, you know, so they're going to have to, I think that they're playing tonight against the Islanders. Let's see how that game's going. Of course, you know, the NHL doesn't have the fucking scores anymore. Anyway, yeah, so let's see. We're pulling it up right now. Scores tonight. Man, Blue Jackets 8-4 against the Sabres. Rangers scored. I fucking missed it. Again, Lightning up 6-0. Islanders up 3-1 against the Oilers. Holy shit. Bo Horvat, Anders Lee, Holmstrom. Good for them, man. I honest to God, good for them. They just fucking, they deserve it. They really do. You know, I think the narrative that they were too old, you know, although maybe true, but they're finding fucking ways to win. They really are. So, let's see who scored for the New York Rangers. You know, I'm scrolling around, you know, thinking nothing's gonna happen. Braden Schneider, attaboy, kid. All right. Yeah. So, again, you know, the New York Rangers, although, should we go to the end? No, we're not going to go to the end here. You know, although the New York Rangers, again, find themselves in a position where we're really not used to, you know, we're kind of the targets on our back now. All these other teams are going to, you know, want to catch us, want to take us down. You know, they're circling this game against us on the calendar. You know, they're going against one of the best teams in the league. I think we're having fun with it. I mean, that's the kind of the vibe I get with this hockey team. I mean, you saw the other night, the historic night that Chris Kreider had. I have to obviously give him some kudos. I mean, Jesus, it's like, you know, this guy, has there ever been a more unimpressive guy just breaking records for your team? I mean, the guy was Casper for 80% of his career with the New York Rangers. you know, just kind of, you know, doing his thing on the power play. Product does, you know, Zibanejad's explosive offense, you know, just keeps grinding. Then all of a sudden, you know, I think when he hit the bottom, when everyone was about to turn against them, the guy scores a fucking 50 goal score. You know, scores 50 goals, becomes a 50 goal scorer, another historic thing, you know, to do as a New York Ranger. And, you know, now, you got to look at him in a different light. And, you know, you look at the contracts on this hockey team. Obviously, Panarin's been playing very well this season. Zibanejad, you know, I expect a little bit more out of him, you know, for the price that he's making. But, you know, he's, you know, at least, you know, has been, you know, producing day in and day out, you know, scoring goals and, you know, kind of removing that, you know, initial, I don't know, I don't want to call it dust off his skates that he had in the beginning of the season, because he was atrocious, just not doing anything five on five, literally nothing. And, you know, it just, you know, he's been a lot better. But, you know, overall, you know, look at Chris Kreider's contract, $6.5 million for what he's been able to do. You know, the contract doesn't really look that bad, you know. And, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, what he's been able to contribute during the regular season. But I think now more than ever, it's time for him to put up and shut up in the playoffs. Like, I expect big things. This is it. You cannot have this type of fucking season and then no show in the playoffs. And that's talking to Kreider, to Igor, to, you know, Panarin, to Lafreniere, you know, all these guys, Trouba especially. You're the fucking captain, dude. Like, this cannot happen. You know, the fans don't deserve this. You guys don't deserve it as players. Like, you know, have some fucking balls, stick up for yourselves and get it together in the playoffs. You know, it's great that you're able to put together this magic, but let's face it, you know, it's just the regular season. And you saw what happened to the Boston Bruins last year after a historic season. You know, I don't want that to be the narrative of this year. You know, this is too important. So, yeah, so I'm going to leave it there. Thank you for listening. It was great to be back. Sorry if I'm a little mumbling around. I think I need to do one without Andy just to kind of get my rhythm back and feel, you know, and feel good going into, you know, the next podcast, which I don't know when the next one will drop. I'm going to try to do a solo again. Andy's, you know, away, you know, for the holidays, Christmas. So, my goal is to do another solo. I will get that to him and hopefully he can edit it. As he's on his trip, he brings his computer like a fucking champ, always bailing me out and taking care of the little things so the big things can happen here. So, you know, it's 3-2 Rangers. I think they're going on the power play here. Looks like Lindgren got tripped. That's right. So Rangers power play. Come on, let's fucking score here, bury it, and let's call it a night. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I will talk to you again. And if I don't do a podcast, Merry Christmas. And I won't say Happy New Year because we'll definitely be in touch before the New Year. So, all right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Boys podcast. Be sure to follow us on X at Broadway Boys Pod. And please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.